The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Your drink, Dr. Philbot.
Thank you, minion. That tastes terrible, man. What the hell is it?
Eskimo wee, sir.
Eskimo wee?
You asked for something yellow and icy, sir.
Well, I did, yes, but I meant lemonade with ice or something.
My apologies, Dr. Philbot. I shall have the Eskimo killed.
Good. You do that and bring me back something refreshing.
Greetings and salutations. This is your old pal, the Creditor, with another new episode of Robots of the Company's 10th Anniversary Interviews. This week, we're talking to Jeff Niles. You know him best as Zimtron, or perhaps Dr. Philbot, or in years past, Derek, amongst others. Okay, well, we're going to get this one started. The first question that we're asking Jeff is, what was your first introduction to the Robots of the Company?
I think my first introduction to Robots of the Company was when Jonathan Patrick Russell sent out an email asking if voice actors he had used in some other productions would be interested in taking part in this new Robots comedy series he was thinking of producing. I said yes, and, the rest, as they say, is history. I've loved doing this show. It's been a blast ever since I started.
Tell us, Jeff, out of all the bots that you played on Robots of the Company, which one has been your favorite to play?
I think Zimmy has been a lot of fun to play and has stood the test of time as a fan favorite. Of course, he is one of my favorite parts to play, too, but I think that it's Dr. Philbot is my favorite role in Robots of the Company. I can really let loose with him and make him as crazy or even crazier than is written. Philbot is a blast to play for me.
Tell me, Jeff, have you got any fond memories of the past decade of the robots? There's a lot that's happened in this show in the course of, 10 years. 7 seasons so far, and now beginning an 8th. A lot of characters have come and gone. Maybe you miss a few. Are there any you'd bring back? And what are your thoughts on this whole question I'm trying to ask?
I'd like to see Briscoe return. He is, after all, the heart of Robots of the Company and is a lovable a character as any robot can be. I love to see what the Expositrons, remember those guys, are up to, and Viz-Gizit, Excelsior, Squeak, Derek, and that scrappy little Shinwite, too. even though I like Lynx a lot, I love the character of old Frenchie Sphinx even more, and would love to see him return for a brief time, too.
What were the influences behind the performances of your various characters on the show?
A dishwasher. State of the art, and he knows it. So, my immediate thought was to make him British. That was the single most important influence on developing him as a character. Of course, knowing the background of Zimmy and the clues you left while writing some of the lost episodes, and also the mystery of Zimmy being important to the makeup of the company, appraise the company, helped establish his personality even further. As for Philbot, that was fairly easy. I just took the characteristics of the real life Dr. Phil and exaggerated him even more than the real guy was. using some of his famous catchphrases like, get real, and, what are you thinking? Along the line. Then, when he went even crazier, I'm talking Dr. Phil Bott, of course, with the whole League of Evil Bots storyline, I was thrilled to take him to a whole new level of crazy.
Jeff, tell me, what are your thoughts on the 10th anniversary of the show?
I've said this before, and I will say it again. This is the little show that could. I certainly did not think it would last 10 years. After all, it started out as, what, 10 minutes or less episodes? And as a filler until some other productions of Dream Realm could be produced. And people heard it and loved it. And I love it. I think it could last another 10 years and still be relevant and fun, of course. And, of course, funny. That's the main thing. It is funny.
Do you happen to have a favorite bot on the show?
Well, I, of course, love my characters. You know, Zimtron. You know, Dr. Philbot. Derek. But my all-time favorite is Putch, who is as lovable as Briscoe and just as clueless. And the way Joe Thomas plays him is wonderful. He is literally the glue that holds the whole crew together.
We thank you for being with us, Jeff Niles.
Well, thank you. It was fun reminiscing about the robots of the company. And here's to another 10 years. Thanks.
You have been listening to the Robots of the Company 10th Anniversary Interviews. In this episode, we talked to Jeff Niles, of course. The music included in this program was provided by Kevin MacLeod, the head writer, post-production editor, sound designer, producer, and director. Boy, he sounds real important. Yes, it was Jonathan Patrick Russell. He's not that important. Alright, he is. He runs the whole thing. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com, and hopefully I have a job next week. And if you'd like to email us with any of your comments, or questions even, well, you may do so. And it is encouraged. We'd love to hear from you, fans. And you may contact us at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. You know the drill. It's spelled out, darkbuilding, with the numeral 1@yahoo.com. Yes, we'll be back again next time. Well, you will. Can't say about me since my crack about the boss. Anyway, next week we have another new interview for you, so don't you miss it. Until then, this is the Creditor, as always, asking you, can you guess? Can you guess? Can you guess? Yes! It's to please stay tuned.
This program is copyright 2015, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.